This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and the European Union are set to strengthen their strategic relationship with the signing of a new security and defence partnership at the EU-India summit in New Delhi next week. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas made the announcement while addressing the European Parliament at Strasbourg in France last evening. She said the pact will deepen cooperation in key areas including maritime security, counter-terrorism, cyber defence and maritime domain awareness, with a focus on stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
We aim to conclude negotiations on the EU-India Free Trade Agreement. This deal will open markets, remove barriers and strengthen critical supply chains in clean technologies, pharmaceuticals and semiconductors. Today we agreed to move forward with the signature of a new EU-India security and defence partnership in areas like maritime security, cybersecurity and counterterrorism.
The partnership will be signed next week during the visit of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa to India, where they will be chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations. The leaders will co-chair the 16th India-EU summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 27th of this month. The G4 nations have presented a model for early action to restructure the United Nations Security Council. The grouping warned that delaying reforms in the UN's highest decision-making body will cause more human suffering and misery. India's permanent representative, P.E. Harish, stated this on behalf of the G4 at the Intergovernmental Negotiations for UN Security Council Reforms at the United Nations headquarters in New York City yesterday. Mr. Harish said, with countless innocent lives lost every day to ongoing conflicts, the global community must collectively make every moment count. He said the UN's credibility and efficacy are being questioned because of its inability to deal with raging conflicts.
For decades, status quos have been posing hurdles and impeding forward movement. In so doing, they contribute to the failure of the Security Council, help fuel serious questioning of the legitimacy and credibility of this organization. Groups and member states inclined on achieving real reforms need to come together and resist these efforts.
U.S. President Donald Trump has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Calling Mr. Modi a close friend, the U.S. president expressed confidence that India and the United States would reach a trade agreement. The remarks come as Washington and New Delhi continue negotiations aimed at resolving the trade deal standoff. Asked directly about a potential trade agreement, the U.S. president said they are going to have a good deal. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal has said that talks are being held with alliance partners for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's public address tomorrow at Madurantakam in Tamil Nadu. Interacting with the media in Chennai after meeting state opposition leader and general secretary of the AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswamy, today, he said DMK should be opposed by the people as they are anti-people and anti-development. An encounter broke out between security forces and CPI Maoist insurgents in the dense Saranda forest of Jharkhand's West Singhbhum district this morning. The exchange of fire occurred in a Chota Nagra police station area during a search operation by a joint team of Cobra, Jharkhand Jaguar and district police. Traffic restrictions will be in place in parts of New Delhi due to rehearsals for the beating retreat ceremony at Vijay Chowk today. According to a traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Vehicular movement will also be restricted on Raisina Road from the roundabout near Krishi Bhavan towards Vijay Chowk. In New Zealand, several people, including children, are missing after a large landslide struck a holiday park at the base of Mount Maunganui in Bay of Plenty region today. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the quarterfinals of Indonesia Masters Tournament today. Lakshya prevailed over Hong Kong China's Jason Gunawan in men's singles pre-quarterfinals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.